This next is a short piece from an occasional feature we have here on the Old Mole Variety Hour, The Well-Read Red. This piece is by David Finkel, editor of the journal Solidarity for the Solidarity webzine. Betraying the Kurds, First Thoughts, by David Finkel. Ultimate betrayal of the Kurds was almost inevitable, as has happened so many times before. But the particular way Trump's done it, right after a phone call with his Turkish autocrat buddy Erdogan, without consulting the Pentagon, State Department, national security staff, major allies, or anyone else except his own great and unmatched wisdom, is truly spectacular. And of course it feeds into the U.S. domestic tangle in ways still to unfold. I think we can fairly suspect that the transcript record of the Trump-Erdogan phone call has been stored on that same classified server with the quid pro quo call to Ukrainian President Zelensky. And, as we've learned, those to other foreign leaders are stashed to stay safe from the reach of whistleblowers and congressional investigators. It might be inconvenient to reveal that Trump made sure Erdogan knew that the coast was clear for his long-planned invasion of northern Syria. In the present case, there wasn't even a material imperial interest in pulling out and leaving the Kurdish forces and civilian population hung out to dry. It was just Trump's whim. Keep in mind that the U.S. force in northeastern Syria is hardly a big strike force. It is, or was, a small presence as a tripwire against Turkish incursion and a logistical intelligence support for the Kurdish forces fighting the Islamic State, ISIS. Pulling it out doesn't represent a U.S. withdrawal from endless Middle East wars, as the big twit boasts, but those troops won't be coming home. They'll be redeployed in Iraq or somewhere nearby. After the fact, Trump blustered that he'll destroy the Turkish economy if its invasion crosses some unspecified limits. No one takes that drivel seriously, not Erdogan, not the tens of thousands of fleeing civilians, not the United States' European allies, not the Syrian regime or the Iran or Russia that are contemplating how they might move into the vacuum, and not ISIS, whose potential revival is justifiably feared in global capitals. In his post facto blathering, Trump conceded that the Kurds did the fighting against ISIS in Syria, but said they did so to protect their own land, of course. And they didn't help us at Normandy. Say what? It's tragic that the international left has no capacity to provide material support or weapons to the Kurdish forces and people whose aspirations for freedom and self-determination and the progressive Rojava project they've built amidst the Syrian carnage are being crushed. All we have are our voices to demand that the United Nations and Europe impose emergency punitive sanctions on the Turkish regime. The immediate prospect is a brutal conflict among multiple counter-revolutionary forces, Turkey, Iran, and Russia, and the Assad regime, ISIS. We can't predict the outcome or the magnitude of deaths or the new refugee crisis. One result may be that the United States and its promises are never trusted again, and that in itself is a good lesson, but the human cost is much too high.